KKPK, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Denver.
A Cumulus station.
Peak FM mornings with Goose and Woody. It gets started at 5 a.m. So turn them on early to help get you moving.
92.9 Peak FM.
92.9, Justin Timberlake and Mirrors coming on 5:05 on the peak.
92.9.
This is Southern Colorado's official radio station for the workday and while you play.
Colorado's Peak FM.
Coming on 5:15. Details on the good versus bad Halloween candy in minutes. Uncle Cracker, they'll be great now. Drift Away is on the peak.
92.9 Peak FM.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire, 92.9, coming on 5:21 on the peak.
Somebody wants...
Peak, Lily Allen, There Is True Love, 92.9 Peak FM, coming on 5:30. Tomorrow is Halloween, and I don't know if you're going to be giving out candy or turning the light off on the porch and just hiding from all the spooks and the trick-or-treaters, but I have the best and the not-so-best candy choices for you. For instance, calorie-wise, these are the best. These are, if the kids are going to have candy... These are the ones with the less calories. Smarties. You know, those things that are different, kind of like sweet tarts, but smaller. Smarties. 25 calories for the whole mini roll. For the whole roll. I know. Each Starburst is only 15 calories. One miniature York peppermint patty has 53 calories. And a fun-size Three Musketeers has only 63 calories. Now, these are the not-so-good candy choices. And I'm not surprised because I like every one of them. One fun-size peanut M&M's, 90 calories. These are the fun-size, the smaller ones. One fun-size Butterfinger, 100 calories. One Reese's peanut butter pumpkin is 175 calories. So maybe the Smarties, the Starburst, and the peppermint patties and Three Musketeers are the way to go. If I were you, just to keep my house from getting egged, I would make it Three Musketeers. That way it looks like a real candy bar. I'm just saying.
Peak FM, right now, traffic.
Well, officers, please. I'm Chuck Squire with Right Now Traffic on 92.9 Peak FM.
Hey, thanks, Chucky. Here in just 2 minutes and 6 seconds, Miley's back, Wrecking Ball. I actually like the song. Not a big Miley fan. Love the song. Bryan Adams, The Summer of 69, Avicii, Wake Me Up, and it all starts, as I mentioned, 2 minutes. Clock me on it. 2 minutes, 6 seconds.
Walmart.
And we know what drives you.
A bunch of songs in no particular order. It's all about the variety.
92.9 Peak FM.
That 24-hour forecast center at KVOR.com. You've noticed the clouds building this afternoon, and it is going to get not chilly by any means. I mean, overnight low of 30, that's not bad. But we do have a chance at some isolated showers, some of that along parts of the Front Range around Lamar, La Junta, Springfield, Trinidad. Will mostly be in the form of rain. Trinidad, some of the higher elevations could see some snow. And Pueblo should be mostly rain with a little bit of snow mixed in. No accumulation possible there. Colorado Springs, not looking for too much accumulation at all, but there is a chance at some snow showers. And of course, as you get higher, Woodland Park, Monument Hill, Divide, Cripple Creek, those areas, yes, you could see a little accumulation, but we're not expecting road problems. 30 tonight, sunshine 54 tomorrow, trick-or-treating time 44, and then sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs approaching 60. Pueblo along the Riverwalk, 61, 55 here at the Peak Studios in Colorado Springs, 54 out at Memorial Park.
Hey, it's Goose and Woody from Peak Mornings. We're excited to celebrate Halloween with you. Your invites to Boo at the Zoo and your last chance to win tickets.
Plus our one-word horoscopes and scary stories from Hollywood. Actually, it's Peak at Hollywood. We just talk like this because it's Halloween. Thursday morning starting at 5 here at the station, famous for a mountain of favorite songs.
92.9 Peak FM.